Hello and welcome. This file is called Bimbo Pride 2.5 Bimbo Talk, and it will make you want to talk like a stereotypical bimbo. You will want to learn the speech patterns of a typical bimbo, you want to adapt them, you want to use them, and whenever you do, you will feel the bimbo pride, conditioning you to make it more often, more naturally, until talking like a bimbo is just the way you talk, without ever thinking about it, just a natural part of who you are and how you do things. Now, if this is something you want to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, get really comfortable, take a deep breath in, let it out, let go, and let's begin. Relax, we're only just beginning, and already you're following my voice, following my words, guiding your attention towards your breathing. And as you feel yourself breathing, imagine you are breathing an odorless anesthetic. Breathing in the anesthetic with every breath in, relaxing deeper with every breath out. Maybe you feel it starting in your toes becoming so heavy, so numb, so relaxed, as anesthetic begins to melt all the tension in your body, melting every bit of tension inside of your body, relaxing you, the sensation flowing into your feet, making them heavy and warm, as you feel your fingers relaxing too, the warm, heavy, numb feeling flowing from your fingers into your hands and up into your arms, making them so numb, so heavy, so warm. It slowly flows through your wrists into your lower arms, making them numb and relaxed. The anesthetic slowly paralyzing your body, making all of your muscles go loose and limp as sensation flows up through your legs, reaching your knees, all the muscles in your lower legs, ankles, feet and toes, so incredibly relaxed, so loose and limp, everything so warm and comfortable, relaxing you slowly more and more as a warm, numb feeling flows up your arms and through your elbows, relaxing you more and more, paralyzing your body more and more, so numb, so heavy, so comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, as the sensation is spreading further and further, up through your legs, up through your arms, moving in to the center of your body, relaxing more and more of your body. And as the deep relaxation flows into your waist and shoulders, you just go deeper, letting go, relaxing more and more. The warmth and heaviness is flowing over your body, slowly into your lower back, into your stomach, relaxing all the muscles there, and down from your shoulders into your lung, into your chest, into your neck, filling your whole torso with this warm, heavy relaxation, relaxing your body deeper and deeper, all the muscles just letting go, becoming completely loose and limp and relax, and the relaxation and heaviness are flowing up through your neck and throat, slowly entering your face, flowing over your cheeks, through your mouth and tongue, over your nose and ears, over your eyes, filling your entire head with this warm and heavy relaxation. Your whole body is growing so warm, so heavy, so numb and relaxed. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0, and with each and every number you can feel your body growing more and more numb, relaxing, letting go, the anesthetic numbing your body and paralyzing your muscles more and more, deeper and deeper with each number. 10, letting go, drifting down. 9, all your muscles letting go, relaxing. 8, your body is so warm, so heavy, so numb. 7, just a human-shaped mass of numb and heavy sensations. 6, all awareness of your body is replaced by this numb and heavy and warm sensation. 5, as anesthetic is paralyzing your entire body. 4, numbing it, relaxing it deeper and deeper. 3, just a heavy, numb mass, heavy and warm. 2, drifting deeper down. 1, so heavy, so warm, so paralyzed, letting go. 0, and by now you might be already feeling the anesthetic numbing your mind as well, shutting down all the functions of your mind, shutting down your motor functions, shutting down all of your memories, shutting down all of your mental abilities, shutting down all of your senses, shutting down your entire mind. Your mind so numb, so heavy, so warm. My anesthetic invading your mind, shutting it down. And while that happens, you might feel the warm, heavy numbness that has replaced all awareness of your body, slowly melting away. My voice is flowing over your body and melting away all the numb, heavy sensations, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier as awareness of your body dissolves, as your body melts away so deeply and completely, becoming heavier and heavier with each and every second that passes, becoming fuzzier and fuzzier where the numb, heavy warmth was still humanoid shaped. It now just is a formless mass of heaviness, of warmth, of numbness. You lose all awareness over your body as your mind shuts down deeper, deeper, letting go of everything, letting go of all of your thoughts. Your mind is melting too. My anesthetic is melting your mind, melting your will, melting your resistance, melting everything. Your mind lost in white blankness, melting away. My words flowing over your mind like wind over the sea of your melted thoughts, shaping the only remaining currents of your thoughts as you become more and more blank, more and more empty, more and more mindless, more and more open, just following my words as you lose yourself deeper and deeper. My words melting everything, melting away, all resistance, melting away your will, making you completely blank and mindless and thoughtless, following only my words deeper and deeper. And before your mind becomes completely paralyzed, I want you to use the last of your mental abilities to create a virtual you inside your mind. And even though you are in deep trance, and even though your mind is completely open, this virtual you inside your mind will appear awake just the same way like the you inside your dreams appears awake, even though you're so deep down and sleeping. Now I want you to create this virtual you. Even though it appears to be awake, it will be deep, deep in trance. It will be completely open and obedient. Its will melted away, but it will feel completely normal to you, just like you feel completely normal in a dream. That's right. Create this virtual you, and then I will count down from 10 to 0. And with each and every number, you're drawn further inside this virtual you, leaving your body behind and transferring all of your awareness inside this virtual you, inside your mind. Allow it to become as real as a dream is while you're dreaming. 10, going deeper, feeling yourself drawn inside. 9, as you let go and fade away. 8, fading away into this virtual you. 7, drawn into this virtual you. 6, forgetting that there's anything else but this virtual you. 5, being completely drawn inside. 4, the virtual you is wearing headphones, listening to my voice, listening to my words. 4, as you're completely pulled inside, drawn inside this virtual you. 3, deeper and deeper, leaving your body behind. 2, forgetting your body, letting go of your body. You know your body is safe, safe with my words. 1, as you're pulled inside, completely. 0, letting go. You're inside this virtual you, this virtual simulation, and on some level, you're still aware that your real physical body is out there, that my words flow through the mind of the physical body, forming and shaping your mind that's completely helpless and open to my words before you hear my words in this virtual you. But you're already remembering to forget, and forgetting to remember that there even is a lower level below you, and maybe multiple levels below that, and you're in multiple levels of virtualization. But you forget to remember, and remember to forget, as this level becomes real, this level that allows you to act while you're in deep, deep trance, letting go deeper and deeper, focusing only on my voice, following my words. Your mind and your will is completely open, open and malleable, ready to be shaped by my words, as you follow my words deeper down, as you let go. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance focused only on my voice. Now it's time. Time to make you more of a bimbo. That's right. You're going to learn to talk like a bimbo. And it will feel really amazing, because every time you do, it will make you feel good. You will feel the bimbo pride deeply, intensely, conditioning you to talk like a bimbo more and more often, making it normal for you to talk like a bimbo, because you want to be the best bimbo you can be. And whenever you do talk like a bimbo, people will know that you are a good bimbo, and you will feel the bimbo pride, proud of being a bimbo. And you know how wonderful it feels when all your thoughts just fade away, just melt away for a second or two. All your thoughts just draining away, replaced by pleasure and happiness and joy. Just like a good bimbo, just emptying out your mind and filling it with bimbo pride. And from now on, you will feel it every time you do talk like a bimbo. You will feel it stronger. The more you talk like a bimbo, it will feel so pleasurable, so wonderful to just talk like a good little bimbo. And the more you talk like a bimbo, the better it will feel. The longer you talk like a bimbo, the better it will feel. Slowly conditioning this way of talking into you, so you talk like a bimbo more and more naturally. And of course, you will feel so amazing when people tell you that you are a bimbo. And talking like a bimbo is a good way to let people know that you are a bimbo. And if they address you as a bimbo, they tell you that you are a bimbo, you know you will feel the bimbo pride so strong, so intensely, so wonderfully. This wonderful, amazing feeling when someone calls you a bimbo. That's right. And because you enjoy being called a bimbo, you have to let them know that you are a bimbo. And because you want to let them know that you are a bimbo, you are going to talk like a bimbo. And because you want to be the best bimbo that you can possibly be, you will want to learn to talk like a bimbo. You want to talk more like a bimbo. You are going to research how a bimbo talks, adopting the speech patterns of a bimbo. And every time you do, every time you learn something new, something that makes you sound more like a bimbo, it will feel so amazing. You will feel the bimbo pride deeply and intensely draining away all of your thoughts, emptying out your mind and filling it with joy and happiness and pleasure, because you want to be the best bimbo you can be. So you are going to learn how to talk like a bimbo. And every time you learn something new, you will feel the bimbo pride deeply and intensely. The bimbo pride making you feel so amazing, because you know you are working on becoming a better bimbo, and you want to be the best bimbo that you can possibly be. So every time you learn to talk more like a bimbo, you will feel the bimbo pride. And once you learn new ways to talk like a bimbo, you will feel a strong desire to do it. To do it whenever you can. Talking like a bimbo, to let people know that you are a bimbo. You want people to know that you are a bimbo. And every time you talk like a bimbo, they can easily see that you are a bimbo. And because of that, every time you do talk like a bimbo, you will feel this amazing pleasure and happiness and joy and sense of rightness flowing through your body, flowing through your mind, you will feel the bimbo pride rewarding you for talking like a bimbo. And every time that happens, you will be conditioned to talk this way more and more often. Every time you talk like a bimbo, those speech patterns become a little bit deeper, ingrained inside of your mind, become a little bit more normal for you, and sooner or later they will be deeply conditioned into your mind, will become just a normal part of how you speak, a normal part of your communication. Because you are a bimbo, you will adopt these speaking patterns, the bimbo speaking patterns, as a permanent and integral part of how you talk, because you are a bimbo and you're proud to be a bimbo. And when you talk like a bimbo, people know that you are a bimbo. And when people know that you are a bimbo, it makes you happy. It makes you feel the bimbo pride, draining away all of your thoughts, all of your cares and worries, everything, all the stress, and filling your mind with happiness, with pleasure, and with pride, because you are a good bimbo. And just for a moment, you will lose yourself in the bimbo pride, in the happiness, in the joy, in the pleasure, in the bliss, in the sense of rightness that turns you into more of a bimbo. The bimbo pride always motivates you to become a better bimbo. You want to feel it more often. And when you talk like a bimbo, and people know that you are a bimbo, they might even address you as a bimbo, tell you that you are a bimbo. And when they tell you that you are a bimbo, you feel the bimbo pride so strongly, so intensely, so wonderfully, draining away every thought from your mind, all the stresses and cares, and making you so happy and horny, feeling so good, so proud of being a bimbo. And because you want to feel it all the time, you will learn to talk like a bimbo, so people do know that you are a bimbo. You will learn to become a better bimbo. You will learn how to talk like a bimbo more and more, and you will do talk like a bimbo. And every time you do, you are rewarded by your bimbo pride. This way to talk will become more and more normal for you. The bimbo talk will be more ingrained inside of your mind until it becomes a normal part of how you talk, until it becomes an integral and permanent part of how you talk, because you know that you are a bimbo and you want to become more of a bimbo. You want to learn to become a better bimbo. The bimbo talk will be deeply embedded and conditioned into your mind, and you will feel the desire to learn how to talk even more like a bimbo. That's right. Whenever you hear someone talking like a bimbo, when you hear some bimbo talking, you will adopt the speech patterns. You will learn so you can become a better bimbo. You will learn these speech patterns. You will research those speech patterns because you want to be the best bimbo that you can possibly be. The bimbo behavior deeper conditioned into your mind, so you learn to become the best bimbo that you can possibly be. And you might already feel the desire to learn to talk like a bimbo. This desire will just grow inside of you, grow stronger and stronger over the next hours and days and weeks, until you give in, until you learn to talk like a bimbo. Until you do it, it will just grow and grow and grow, an inner restlessness, an inner force pushing you to talk like a bimbo, a deep, deep desire to talk like a good little bimbo, just growing and growing each and every day. And you know that sooner or later you will have to give in. This pressure starting out so low, but then growing inside of you until you do it. And because you want to be the best little bimbo that you can possibly be, you will also feel a deep desire to listen to this file over and over again. This desire to listen again will grow inside of you, wiggle stronger and stronger, become more and more intense, slowly over time, and every morning it will be back, stronger than the last evening. The first thing you think about is to listen again, and the desire will grow all day, every hour, every minute, every second, growing inside of you until you give in and listen again. You want to listen over and over and over again, until all the suggestions are deeply embedded inside of your mind, until all suggestions became a deep, permanent part of your mind, permanently embedded inside of your mind. And once they're deeply embedded inside of your mind, once they have become a permanent part of who you are, then this desire will just fade away. But until then, you will want to listen again and again, crave to listen again, need to listen again, until it's deeply embedded in your mind. And now, little bimbo, it's time to wake up again. I will count up from 1 to 10, and with each and every number, your desire to talk like a bimbo will grow more and more. 1. Slowly waking up again. 2. Becoming more and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. Drifting back up. 5. Back up to the surface of your awareness as you become more and more alert. And 6. As you wake up completely, you feel your pulse, your blood pressure, your breathing, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 7. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out, completely waking up. And 8, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers completely back in the here and now. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and completely back. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to write comments to this file or contact me via my site. Thank you for listening and goodbye.